So his father told him to go and sit on the sofa. 5 minutes later, a truck crashed into their living room and threw the family television into the air. The TV then landed on the exact spot where Joseph had been on the floor before.
What a lucky escape. Do you have any more?
Yes, just one more for now. One Saturday morning, Barry McRoy was leaving a cafe when two men came in. The men were fighting, and one of them had a gun. The man fired, and the bullet hit Barry in the chest. Luckily, he had a DVD in the pocket of his jacket at the time, and the DVD stopped the bullet. Barry McRoy is a very lucky man.
Absolutely. So now it's time for you, the listeners, to call in and tell us about your own experiences. And here's our first caller.
File 2C, Listening.
Hello, and welcome to the program. Today, we're looking at lucky escapes, and Nick Williams from the news desk is here to tell us some amazing stories. Nick?
Hi, Gloria. Well, my first story is about a tourist who fell into a volcano. Maureen Evison was walking at the top of the Teide volcano in Tenerife when she tripped and fell. She fell 80 feet until she hit a tree, which stopped her fall and saved her life. The rescue operation took nearly 4 hours, and after that, Maureen spent 2 months in the hospital before she could go home.
Lucky Maureen! What else do you have for us?
Joseph Rabideau had a lucky escape when he was at home watching TV. Joseph was sitting on the floor,